Dr. Wingham texted me to apologize. They are not here this morning. They both have the flu. So let's pray for Dr. and Mrs. Wingham. As you always have to do now, he said, it's not COVID. But they do have the flu, so I know they appreciate our prayers. Let me begin this morning with a question. Think back in your mind, who do you think of as the most joyful person in human history?
你在头脑里头想一想，你觉得在人类历史上 谁是最开心、最快乐、最喜乐的一个人？
When I would ask that in a class,
我以前在大学教书的时候，我也问我的学生，
give a chance for people to respond,
而且让学生们都来回答。
Some people would mention some comedian who is really good at getting people to laugh.
有的学生就跟我讲， 他觉得世界上最喜乐的人就是一个很有名的一个喜剧演员， 他老是让别人乐得不行。
Some person might mention a wealthy person who could buy whatever they wanted.
也有学生跟我说， 他觉得最有钱的那个人肯定是最快乐的， 因为他想买什么就能买什么。
Someone might mention someone who had great military power, great political power.
也有人就是觉得可能在政治上啊， 在军事上有很大的最大的影响力， 最大权力的人一定很快乐。
And when I would say, I think the first name on that list should be Jesus,
但是当我说，我觉得这个名单上第一名应该是耶稣。
Some students would argue with me.
有的学生就觉得这怎么可能？
They would say, but he was a man of sorrows.
他们就跟我争论， 他们说这圣经上说了他是常经忧患，多受痛苦的人呢。
Look at how much he suffered.
你看看他受了多少的罪呢？
Yes, Isaiah says he took on our sorrows.
的确, 在以赛亚书中, 他是说, 他经受我们的痛苦, 背负我们的重担。
But he was also a man of joy.
但是他也一样是个喜乐的人。
The Pharisees criticized Jesus because he was too happy.
那些法利赛人批评耶稣, 觉得他实在太开心了。
They said, look at him.
他们说你看看他这个人呢。
A glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
他说人子来他也吃也喝, 你说他是贪食好酒的人, 是税吏和罪人的朋友。
They said he has too much enjoyment in life.
因为他看起来太开心了, 好像清教徒的生活也不该是这样的。
Sinners, drunkards like to spend time with him.
那些税吏啊, 罪人都愿意跟他在一起。
Why? Because he was a happy person. They enjoyed his company.
为什么呢? 因为耶稣是很快乐的一个人, 所以大家愿意跟他在一起。
Children love to be with Jesus.
小孩子也喜欢跟耶稣在一起。
Some of you, children don't love to be with.
我们中间有些人可能小孩子都不愿意跟我们在一起。
Because children don't like to be around a grouch.
因为小孩子不喜欢跟一个牢骚满腹的人在一块。
But Jesus was a joyful person.
但是耶稣是非常喜乐的一个人。
We've been looking at Philippians, a book of joy.
我们一直在念菲利比书, 这是喜乐之书。
I have preached that we find joy when we look at life from God's perspective.
我在之前的讲道中, 我是说, 我们在, 如果用耶稣的眼睛来看世界, 我们会找到喜乐。
I have said that we find joy through fellowship with other believers.
如果我们跟我们别的这个信徒有这个很好的团契, 我们也能够找到喜乐。
This morning I want you to see that we find joy when we have the mind that Christ had.
所以今天早上我的讲道就是我们如果有耶稣基督的心意，我们也能够找到喜乐。
As we have the same mind that the most joyful person in history had.
如果我们的心意能够跟这个历史上人类历史上最喜乐的那个人的心意是一致的话，我们也可以有喜乐。
I want to start by reading the first five verses of Philippians 2.
我们今天先从菲利比书的第二章一到五节开始。
And listen for the word mind as I read.
我在读的时候你要注意这个词，这个心意这个词。
So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy,
第二章第一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Complete my joy by being of the same mind. Having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind.
爱心相同, 有一样的心思, 有一样的意念,
do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit.
凡事不可结党,
but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀, 只要存心谦卑, 个人看别人,
let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事, 也要顾别人的事。
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Three times in those verses, he talks about a mind.
这五节里面他有三次提到心意心。
Be of the same mind.
要意念相同。
Of one mind.
要有同样的一个心。
Have this mind, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Now, when Paul writes about a mind, he's talking about a way of thinking that guides everything we do.
保罗写到的这个心意, 它指的是就是我们的一种思维方式, 它引导我们所做的一切事。
Having the mind of Christ goes much deeper than just asking, what would Jesus do?
所以拥有跟耶稣一样的心智, 心意, 它比这个我们平常说的耶稣会怎么做这个说法要更深入。
You see, when I ask and when I try to do what Jesus would do, I find a problem.
因为我们如果是我们有时候问自己耶稣基督会怎么做，我有一个问题。
I'm not Jesus.
我不是耶稣啊。
My natural way of thinking is not the way Jesus thinks.
所以我自然的我的想法跟耶稣的想法是不一致的。
My natural response to problems is not the same response that Jesus had. You see, imagine you come to me and you hand me a physics problem. And I say, how do I solve this? And you say, it's very simple. Just do what Einstein would do.
你就要像爱因斯坦那么做就可以做出来啊。
Just ask, what would Einstein do?
所以你就问你自己, 爱因斯坦拿到这个题会怎么做?
That'll fix it.
这不可能的吧。
That will do me no good.
这对我一点帮助都没有啊。
Because I'm not Albert Einstein.
我又不是爱因斯坦, 我怎么能...
I can't think like Einstein. I don't have his abilities.
我没有爱因斯坦的那么聪明, 那么有能力, 所以我不可能用他的思维去解这道题。
I can't even spell the word physics very well.
对我来讲, 我连物理这个词怎么写的我都拼不出来。
But if somehow I were able to have the mind of Albert Einstein,
但是呢,如果不管是用什么方式, 我如果能有爱因斯坦的头脑的话,
then I could do what he did.
我就可以做出来他能做的事啊。
And so Paul is going much deeper than simply saying, think about what Jesus would do and do it.
所以保罗在说到这个跟耶稣有一样的心智的时候, 他的意思, 他可比这个, 那耶稣会怎么做, 这要深入的多。
He is saying, I want his mind to become your mind.
所以他, 保罗的意思就是我希望他的心意就是你的心意。
His reactions and responses to be your natural reactions and responses.
耶稣对事情的这个自然的反应也就成为你自己对一件事情的自然的反应。
So that we bring his way of thinking into our world.
所以我们把耶稣的思维方式来带入我们的世界。
And now we begin to respond to things naturally, the way he would have responded to the same events.
所以对于同样的事, 我们如果有耶稣的心意, 我们就能像他一样对事物做出反应。
Now I've already seen some of you look at me and think, that's impossible.
我看到你们有的人就看着我说, 这怎么可能啊?
I should have slept in this morning.
我今天早上干脆还不如不来呢, 在家里睡觉算了。
Because there's no way that can happen.
因为这不可能发生的嘛。
But Paul writes to the Philippians not about some mystical theory.
但是保罗给腓立比教会的人写这封信，不是为了跟他们说一些神秘的一些宗教的一些理论。
He's talking about real life.
保罗讲的完完全全都是。
And he is saying to ordinary believers, this is how we can live.
他保罗是在跟一些普普通通的信徒说，这就是我们可以。
We can have the mind of Christ.
我们可以这样去生活，我们可以有耶稣的心。
This can be the way we live and think and react. This morning I want to ask, look at four questions about this mind of Christ. First of all, what is this mind? Verse 3 tells us that the mind of Christ is an attitude of humility, an attitude of other-centeredness. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
第三节, 凡事不可结党, 不可贪图虚浮的荣耀, 只要存心谦卑, 个人看别人比自己强。
Paul says, don't focus on your own ambitions.
所以保罗说, 你不要只是集中在你自己的野心上面,
but look at others.
你要看看别人。
John Piper gave a wonderful definition of humility.
这个律师, 牧师, Johann John Piper, 他有这样一个定义, 他来定义什么是谦卑。
He said, humility is the opposite of a sense of entitlement.
他说谦卑就是权力感的反面。
A sense of entitlement says, you owe me.
这个权力感就是在说, 你欠我的。
You owe me respect.
你欠我。
You need to honor me.
你要尊重我。
You owe me good service.
你也欠我好的服务。
You owe me appreciation.
你也欠我说一些感激的话。
And I start to think, look how much I do.
当我开始想, 你看我做了多少。
Look how well I take care of my family. They should honor me.
你看我怎么样照顾我的家呀, 所以他们都应该来尊崇我。
Look how hard I work.
你看我做, 我工作多努力。
They should respect me.
他们应该来尊重我。
And soon I'm thinking, I deserve better than they give me.
要有这种想法的话, 我很快就会觉得,
that's entitlement.
这就是一种权力感。
But humility looks not at what I'm entitled to receive,
但是谦卑不是说去看我应该要能够得到什么样,
but at the needs of others.
而是看到别人的需要。
It looks at the example of Jesus.
而是来看, 以耶稣为榜样, 来看别人的需要。
You see, some of these Philippian Christians have been bickering. They've been claiming their rights.
你知道这些菲利比教会里的弟兄姐妹, 有的人就在那口角争辩, 他们就觉得要找到, 拿到自己的权利。
And Paul says, no, I want you to have the mind that Christ had.
所以保罗说, 不是, 我想要你们有耶稣基督的心。
He was owed respect and honor.
耶稣, 他是值得我们的尊重,
but he gave all that up for us.
但他把这一切都给放下了, 他就是为了,
Verse 6, though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, to be held on to.
二章六节, 他本有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为强夺的, 他没有抓住他的神的这个形,
Instead, he emptied himself.
反倒虚己,
He took the form of a servant. He was born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself. He became obedient to the point of death. Even death on a cross. To be humble. Is to be focused on others instead of myself. Jesus was an other-centered person. He put the needs of others above his own comfort. He poured himself into others. Even at the expense of his own comfort. And Paul says he accepted death on the cross.
保罗说他接受了在十字架上的死,
for others.
就是因为为了我们,
to provide life for us.
这样他, 我们才能有新的生命。
And so Paul says,
所以保罗说,
when you're dealing with one another in the church,
你在教会里跟别人打交道的时候,
have that mind.
你要是有这样的心意,
look on your brother or sister with the humility of Christ.
你用耶稣基督的谦卑来看你的弟兄姐妹。
Verse 4.
第四节,
let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
I was reading that verse this week.
这星期我在读这节。
And I discovered that that word interest is not in Paul's original language.
我注意到，就是保罗在这个原来的书信里面，我们中文把它翻译成单顾自己的事，在英文里面是说自己的兴趣。他这个兴趣这个词原来是没有的，他信里是没有的。
Here's what Paul wrote.
保罗是这么写的。
Look not only to his own, but also to the of others.
中文翻译其实更准确，他说个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。这个事是什么事呢？
And I read that. That doesn't make any sense.
我当时读着，我说这是什么意思？
Why did he leave a word out?
他当时几乎是一个空格，这个事情的这个事，他在保罗原书里头实际上是个空格。
Read it again. Read it again.
我就一遍一遍去读。
And all of a sudden it hit me.
突然我就意识到
，Paul is putting a blank there.
保罗在这放一个空格。
Because anything can go in that blank.
因为你什么事都可以往里放，去填这个空格。
Let each of you look not only to his own comfort, but also to the comfort of others.
你可以这个事可以是你的自己的舒适度，就是个人不要只顾着自己舒服，也要让别人舒服。
Let each of you look not only to his own money, but also to the money of others.
个人不要单顾着自己能够有钱，你也要让别人能够。
Let each of you look not only to his own reputation, but also to the reputation of others.
这个事情也可以是名誉，你不要只顾着你自己的名声，你要顾及别人的名声。
You see what Paul has done?
所以你明白保罗的意思吗？
He says, "Don't just focus on myself."
所以保罗的意思说，你不要只顾着你自己。
Care about others.
你也要顾着别人。
And do you see how that will change my relationships?
你看到吗？你这样会很大的改变你跟。
Now I'm not just looking at my own concerns, my own money, my own goals, my own desires.
所以我不再是只顾着我自己的想法，我自己的事业，我自己的这个金钱上是不是有。
But I'm looking at the concerns and goals and desires of others.
我也会注意别人的目标，别人的名誉，别人的金钱上这个是不是够富足，这些关心别人。
And that kind of other-centeredness will change our relationships.
如果我们能够把别人的事情放在前面的话，我们跟
别人的关系都会改变。In our families, I won't simply be asking what is best for me.
因为在我们的教会，在我们的家里，我们不能够再简简单单的就说这对我有什么是什么是对我是最好的。
But what does my brother, what does my sister need? How can I serve them?
我会问那什么是对我的弟兄姐妹最好的，我怎么样来服侍他们。
That's the mind of Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的心意。
An other-centeredness that cares as much about the needs of others as it does my own needs.
以别人为中心，就是我关心别人，就像关心我自己一样。
Now at this point you might say, well that sounds good, but is this possible?
你现在可能说，这听起来当然很好啊，可是这怎么可能吗？
And I think the people at Philippi were probably saying, that sounds good, but is it possible?
我相信菲利比教会的这些弟兄姐妹也是这么反应的，他们就觉得这听起来是挺好的，但是
怎么做到？ And so Paul points to three people who are examples.
所以保罗就给了他们三个例子。
Now the first one he doesn't actually point to, but we see it.
他第一个例子他并没有说指出来是这个人，但是我们看到了。
Because at the very beginning of the letter,
因为这封信的开头，
he writes Paul a servant.
保罗他自己介绍自己，他说我保罗是主耶稣的仆人。
He doesn't claim his position.
你看到他的位置。
He doesn't claim his power.
他没有说我是使徒如何。
You don't get this letter from Paul signed Paul an apostle.
他签这封信签名的时候，他没有写保罗
an important person,
一个很重要的一个人物。
An elder,
一个长老。
Someone who has great authority and power.
他也没有说是一个人有很有地位很有能力。
That's how we sign our letters.
我们写信的时候
The signature is as long as the letter.
我们中间有些人在签名那个签名档可能比信还要长把所有头衔都写上。
Paul just says,
但是保罗只是说
a servant.
一个仆人。
His life is centered.On others.
因为他的生命，他是在集中在别人身上。
You say yes, but he was a great apostle. That doesn't help me. I'm not a great apostle.
你说这是啊，是这么回事？但是保罗，你不能否认他就是个使徒嘛，他是一个重要的使徒。
So go to chapter 2, verse 19.
所以我们看看第二节第二章十九节。
I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon.
他说我靠主耶稣指望打发提摩太去见你们。
Verse 20, I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your own welfare.
第20节, 因为我没有别人与我同行, 实在挂念你们的事。
They seek their own interest. They are self-centered.
那些人都是只关心他们自己, 自我中心的人。
But Timothy has served with me in the gospel.
但是提摩太是跟我一同同工来兴旺福音的。
Timothy is an example of a person with the mind of Christ.
所以提摩太就是一个例子, 他是拥有耶稣基督的心。
Someone who cares for others.
他关心别人。
And I love this example because Timothy is young.
我喜欢这个例子, 为什么? 因为提摩太其实很年轻。
He still has hair.
他还有头发的。
And his hair hasn't even turned gray.
他头发还没有像我们这样头发花的。
He is a young pastor, but Paul says he already has the mind of Christ.
提摩太是一个很年轻的牧师, 但是保罗说, 他已经有耶稣的心意。
He's humble, he cares for others, he serves without complaining.
他很谦卑, 他去服侍别人, 从来不抱怨。
But again, you might say, that doesn't help.
你可能说这对我也没帮助。
Paul was a great apostle, I'm not an apostle.
保罗是个伟大的使徒, 我也不是使徒。
Timothy became a famous pastor, I'm not a famous pastor.
提摩太后来成为一个很有名的牧师, 我也不是一个有名的牧师。
What about just ordinary believers?
我只是个普普通通的一个信徒啊。
So Paul points to someone that you've probably never heard a sermon about.
保罗又给了第三个例子，这个人的名字你们可能你从来没听过这个人讲到。
I thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker.
这个人的名字也很少在牧师的讲道中提到，他说第25节，我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去。
He nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life.
几乎都要死了，他实在是病了，几乎要死。
Epaphroditus is a person from Philippi.
这个以巴弗提这个人，他是腓立比人。
He's not a great apostle.
他不是什么伟大的使徒。
Not a pastor, as far as we know.
我们所知道的是，他也不是。
He's an ordinary Christian who comes to Rome to help Paul.
他是个很普通的一个信徒，他到罗马去帮助保罗。
On the journey, he nearly dies.
他在路上这个旅程之中，他生了病。
Paul says he risked his life to help me.
保罗说他是其实是付上了他生命的这种风险。
He was other-centered.
他是服侍他人的。
He had the mind of Christ.
他有耶稣基督的心意。
A spirit of humble service.
他是有一个非常谦卑的心意。
You see, you don't have to be a great saint to have the mind of Christ.
所以你不需要拥有一个圣徒一样的一个头衔，你去才能拥有耶稣的心意。
You don't have to be 75 years old to have the mind of Christ.
你也不需要一直老到我75岁了，我才能够真正拥有耶稣的心意。
You don't have to be a pastor.
你甚至也不需要
a missionary,
是一位牧师或者是宣教士,
an elder,
或者是长老,
a deacon,
一个执事。
You don't even have to be bald.
你甚至不需要说没头发了。
You can have the mind of Christ.
你可以拥有耶稣基督的心意。
As a young man.
作为一个年轻人，你就可以。
As a young adult.
作为一个成人，你也。
Someone raising a family, working a job.
你可以拥有一个工作，一个家庭，什么样的形式，什么样的人，你都可以。
But at whatever age you are.
你不管是什么年龄。
Living a life of service to others.
你如果是在生命之中去服侍他人的话,
looking for opportunities to serve others.
你一直在寻找机会去服侍他人,
living with a spirit of humility.
你在心里头有一个谦卑的心智,
that's the mind of Christ for each of us.
这就是耶稣基督的心智。
So how do I find this mind?
那我怎么样才能有这样的一个心意呢?
Because you might say, but I'm not naturally humble.
你可能说，哎呀，我从天性上说，我不是个谦卑的人。
I don't naturally focus on others more than on myself.
你说从天性上说，我不可能去关心别人超过关心我自己。
So how do I find this mind?
那我怎么样才能拥有耶稣？
And Paul gives us two lessons about finding the mind of Christ.
所以保罗给了我们两个功课，让我们来怎么样拥有耶稣的心意。
Two ways in which we learn to think and respond to daily life the way Jesus thought and responded to daily life when he was on earth.
有两种方式，就是在这样的，在地上我们也仍然能够拥有耶稣的心意，这有两种方式可以让我们做到。
The first thing he says is really good news for us.
第一个是对我们来说是好消息。
Verse
5. 第二章第五节。
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
我们中文翻译是你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，实际上原文他是说这个心已经给你了。
Over and over in Paul's letters, he says, everything we do as believers is in response to what God has already done in us.
因为保罗一次又一次在书信中提到，他说我们作为信徒，我们该做的事是耶稣刚开始就已经定好了，已经给我们了。
This is not something, he says, this is not something we accomplish by working through a checklist.
他说这不是说我们把列个单子一条一条的画过去，把事儿都做完了，我们才能拥有的。
None of us need a longer list of things to check off.
我们中间我们不需要这样一个单子去一条一条的画。
Paul says, you don't have to worry about it.
保罗说你不要担心这个。
As a believer,
作为一个信徒,
the mind of Christ is already there for you. It's yours.
耶稣基督的心已经给你了，就在那里。
When you became a believer, God gave you the mind of Christ.
所以当我们成为主耶稣，我们信主之后，主耶稣的心意已经给我们了。
When you were born again, you were made a new creation.
我们重生得救的时候，我们已经是新造的人。Everything
changed.
一切都变了。
And at that moment, God began the process of changing how you think and respond to daily life.
从那时开始，神就已经在你的心里做工，让你的心渐渐的能够改变。
He gave you the mind of Christ.
他已经给了你基督耶稣的心了。
The process has already begun.
所以这个过程已经开始了。
But then the second thing he tells us,
但是保罗给我们讲的第二件事,
we must continue to develop this mind day by day.
我们必须一天一天地去发展这个心意。
Just as a young child is learning to think, we as young believers learn to think.
就像一个小孩子, 他要学习, 不断地在学习怎么样思考。
We learn a new way of thinking.
我们需要学到一种新的思维方式。
Chapter 4, verses 8 and 9.
我们看这个《腓立比书》第四章第八、第九节。
Paul is giving us a new way to think.
所以保罗给我们一种新的生活方式。
He says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure.
他说,弟兄们,我还有未尽的话,凡是真实的,可敬的,公义的,清洁的。
Whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable.
可爱的,有美名的。
If there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise,
若有什么德行, 若有什么称赞,
think about these things.
这些事你们都要思念。
And then he says to them, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me.
然后第九节他说, 你们在我身上所学习的, 所领受的, 所听见, 所看见的,
practice.
这些事你们都要去行。
And the God of peace will be with you.
赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Back in chapter 2, he said, you have the mind of Christ, it belongs to you, it's yours.
在第二章里头，他就说到，他说你们已经有耶稣基督的心意了，已经是你的了，你们是拥有的。
But he says, now I want you to practice using that mind.
然后在第四章里他讲到，就是现在我要你们要去练习操练，能够去发展这样的心。
You've got to train your mind.
你必须要训练你的头脑。
You see, I used to be a piano teacher.
你知道我是钢琴老师。
A parent would bring a child to me.
所以就做父母的常常就把孩子带来。
And they would say, I think my child is probably a genius. Every parent thought their child was a genius.
他就跟我讲，他觉得我孩子说不定是个天才，因为每个做父母的都觉得自己的孩子是天才。
When my little girl was 3 years old, she would already reach up and bang on the piano. I think she's a prodigy.
他说，你看我们家女儿三岁的时候就知道在钢琴上砸呀砸的。
And in my mind, I would think, anybody's going to bang on it and hear what sound it makes.
所以我就在想，那三岁的时候，谁都会在可以举着拳头在钢琴上砸呀。
But I would listen, and this is what I would find.
然后我就会听这个父母怎么说。
Sure enough, this child had everything necessary to learn to play the piano.
当然了，你看这个孩子，他是有所有的一切能力，能够去学钢琴的能力，他都有。
10 fingers, that's nice. They had ears to be able to hear the notes, the music. They had eyes to read the notes. They had everything they needed. But the child needed years of training and practice to develop as a musician.
但是要作为一个音乐家, 这孩子需要很多很多年的严格的训练。
Paul says to us as believers,
所以保罗对我们说, 作为信徒,
we have the mind of Christ.
我们是有耶稣基督的心了。
But we have to develop this mind. We have to let it mature.
我们必须要发展这个心意, 让它成长。
And so he tells us in verse 8,
所以在第八节里他说,
here's how you're going to develop this mind.
他说这就是你怎么样去发展这样的心智呢?
Instead of thinking about things that are false,
你不要去相信那些虚假的东西,
you're going to think about things that are true.
你要去多想真实的事,
instead of thinking about things that are dishonorable,
你不应该去想那些不诚实的事情,
you're going to think about things that are honorable.
要去想一想那些值得尊重可敬的事情,
he goes through the whole list.
所以他列了一个单子,
you're going to train your mind to think this way.
所以我们要训练我们的头脑, 我们的心智去想这些事。
We're going to be looking at this list in a few months.
我们这往下往后的几个月, 我们都会看这个单子上列出来的。
Because here's what we'll see.
你看到, 我们会看,
everything on this list is the opposite to what our world wants us to think about. This list is not the little motto for any of the news media outlets.
你在这个所有的这个媒体上面，你看不到这些保罗所推崇的这些东西。
It doesn't fit any of our favorite social media sites.
所以在现在我们喜欢的这些社交网络上，你也看不到这些事。
Our world is filled with efforts to teach us to think of things that are false, dishonorable, unjust, impure.
我们这个世界目前所充斥的这些媒体，都是一直在教我们要在头脑里想的，都是跟这些保罗列举出来的事完全相反的事。And
Paul says, if you're going to grow this mind of Christ,
所以保罗说，你想要让你这个耶稣基督的心意在你心里头有所成长的话,
you're going to have to replace those thoughts with his thoughts.
你必须要能够用保罗所列出来这些美好的事情来取代这个世界让你相信的那些事。We'll
look at it in a few months.
我们所以往后的几个月我们会,
but for now, let me just suggest this.
所以到现在, 目前我跟大家的建议是,
memorize that verse, one verse.
把这个第八节, 四章八节, 把它背下来。
It's not that hard, it won't take you that long.
这个四章八节, 短短的这么一段经节, 背起来并不困难。
And every morning, begin to quote it.
所以每天早上你都把这个经节在头脑里过。
And make it a template for your daily thoughts.
然后就把一天的这个思想就照着这个模式去想。
Each day say, God,
每一天你都跟自己说, 主啊,
I want the mind of Christ.
我想要有耶稣基督的心。
Throughout today, would you remind me, this is how I should think?
所以今天一整天, 主啊, 就求你来提醒我, 这是我要应该去思考的话。
You gave me the mind of Christ, now I want to train my mind to think like Jesus.
你已经给了我耶稣基督的心意, 我想要训练我的头脑, 能够像耶稣那样去想。
One more question this morning.
今天早上的另一个问题。
What will this mind of Christ look like at PBCCC?
在我们这个华人教会，耶稣基督的心意是什么样的？
I don't have a lot of patience with theories that can't be lived out.
你知道吗？我对于那些纯粹的理论，如果在生活之中不能实行的理论，我对那些理论没有什么耐心的。
And so this week I asked myself, what will the mind of Christ look like in our local church?
所以我就问我自己，在我们本地的教会，耶稣基督的心意是什么样的？
And I think it will look a lot like it looked at Philippi.
我相信这跟当时保罗所在的这个, 菲利比教会是一样的。
Because their world was a lot like our world.
因为当时菲利比人, 他们所面对的世界跟我们今天的世界也是差不多。
People fighting for position.
人人都是在争夺一些职位。
People arguing over differences of opinion.
他们意见不一致, 所以就吵个不停。
Personality clashes.
然后个人的个性不同, 所以有冲突。
All the things that affect our church affected their church.
我们今天教会里所面对的这些问题, 他们当时的教会也是有的。
And so the mind of Christ at Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel will be the same mind that Paul described at Philippi.
所以我们今天华人教会所面对的问题 也是 当时这个菲利比教会所面对的同样的问题。
An attitude that is humble.
所以保罗让我们的给我们的这个耶稣基督的心意也是一样的, 就是要谦卑,
that is centered on others rather than on myself.
要有谦卑的这个态度, 能够把重心放在别人身上, 而不是在我们自己身上,
this attitude.
用这种态度,
have this mind among yourselves.
你个人不是耽误自己的事,
it's already yours in Christ Jesus.
你拥有耶稣基督的心意, 这个心意已经给了你了,
and here's what it looks like.
所以,
though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be held on to. He did not claim his rights. He did not say, I'm entitled to this.
他没有说, 这是我应该有的, 这是我, 因为我作为神,
instead, he emptied himself.
反倒虚己,
he took the form of a servant. He was born in the likeness of man. Being found in human form, he humbled himself. He stooped to our world. He became obedient to the point of death. That's the mind of Christ. To humble ourselves. To serve those who are not always easy to serve. Having the mind of Christ means loving our child when they rebel.
我们拥有耶稣基督的心意是什么意思呢? 就是当我们孩子反叛的时候，我们仍然爱他们。
It means loving our spouse when he or she disappoints us.
当我们的配偶让我们感到失望的时候，仍然爱他们。
It means loving the fellow church member who irritates us.
那些让我们感到生气，让我们很不喜欢的弟兄姐妹，我们仍然爱他们。
It means entering the world of those who hurt.
而是也意味着去 进入那些受伤害的人的世界,
stooping to do the lowest service.
弯下腰来去做最卑微的事情,
not just the things that make me feel honored.
不是去做那些让我觉得我受尊重的一些事,
not just serving when it's easy.
不是说只去捡那容易去做的事去服侍,
but serving when it hurts.
而是就是尽管受到伤害而仍然去服侍。
I was working on this sermon a week ago on Thursday.
在一周之前那个星期四我在准备这个讲道的时候,
and as I was working on it, I was praying for a friend of mine who was at a funeral.
我在当时准备讲道的时候我也为一个朋友祷告，这个朋友刚刚去参加一个葬礼,
funeral of a 12-year-old girl who had died of cancer.
他去的这个葬礼是一个12岁的小孩子得了癌症去世的孩子的葬礼,
and Scott was part of her funeral.
这个Scott, 我这个朋友名字叫Scott, 他是去参加他的葬礼。
Scott was the bus driver for a church bus at Hope Sound.
Scott 是, Hope Sound的那边一个教会, 就是开这个公共汽车的这么一个司机。
Little 5-year-old girl was part of his route.
他这个路上总要去接一个5岁的小女孩。
Every Saturday he would visit her home.
每个星期六他都会去这个小女孩家里去看她。
Sunday pick her up.
然后到星期天就把她接到教会去。
4 years ago,
大概4年前,
age of 8, this little girl Shania contracted cancer.
这个孩子就Shania当时只有8岁就发现她得了癌症。
Soon she could not come to Sunday school anymore. She couldn't come on the bus.
所以很快这孩子就病了，就不能去教会，也没法坐这个汽车了。
There was really no benefit to Scott to going because she was never coming back to church.
对于Scott来讲，你去接她其实没什么意义，因为这孩子以后也没法来教会了。
But Scott has the mind of Christ.
但是Scott他拥有耶稣的心。
He was not visiting her to add another number to the number of people on his route.
他去看这个小姑娘，他不是为了说在这个单子上名单上，哦，这个人去了，坐了我的汽车，这个人，他不是怀着这个目的去看他。
He was serving with the mind of Christ.
他是用耶稣基督的心来服侍这个孩子。
So even though she could no longer come to Sunday school, even though he could no longer count her, he kept visiting her every Saturday.
所以尽管这孩子已经不能再来教会去参加主日学，这个Scott还是每个星期六都去看他。
3 weeks ago, Shania died.
大概3周之前，这个小姑娘去世了。Over
those 4 years, Scott had spent hours and hours just sitting with her, talking about Jesus and his love. She died on a Sunday afternoon.
这个小姑娘去世的是在一个星期天的下午去世。
Sunday night, I came into church and I saw Scott and I went up to him and told him how sorry I was.
所以那个周日的晚上，我在教会里见到Scott， 我就过去跟他讲，这孩子去世，我也很难过。
He said, "Pastor, it's okay."
Scott 就跟我讲，牧师。
Shania gave her heart to Jesus.
她说Shania已经把她的心给了耶稣了。
So I know she's in heaven.
所以我知道她现在就在天堂了。
Now here's what I want you to realize.
所以我想要你们认识到的是,
my friend does not have a theological degree.
我这个朋友Scott,他可没有神学的学位。
He doesn't even have a college diploma.
他连大学都没上过。
He's not, quote, qualified.
所以叫我们 要是真正按照这个看这个人这个简历的话，我们会觉得他不用没有这个资质，没有资历。
To do big things.
所以他不是一个牧师啊。
He has a good job.
他有一份很好的工作。
A busy life.
他也生活也很忙碌。
But he stooped down to enter the life of a little girl from a broken home.
他去帮助一个小姑娘。
A little girl who society would say has no future.
这个我们今天的社会去看这个小姑娘，我们可能觉得这样的孩子根本就没有未来。And
he saw this little girl through Jesus' eyes.
但是Scott他是用耶稣基督的眼光来看这个孩子。And
not because he went through some complicated formula.
不是因为他好像用一些很复杂的公式去算呀。But
because he has learned to respond to people the way Jesus responded to those people when he was on earth.
而是因为Scott他有耶稣基督的心意，所以他用耶稣基督的心意来对世上的事情做出反应，就像耶稣当年在世上行走的时候一样。And
so he began to pour himself into her life.
所以Scott就把自己的生命倒进这个小姑娘的生命之中。Until
the day came that a little girl said, "Mr. Scott, I want to give my heart to Jesus."
直到有一天小姑娘跟他说，这个Scott先生，我想要把我的心给耶稣。And
today that little girl is in heaven because of a man who had the mind of Christ.
今天这个小姑娘已经在天堂了，这一切是因为她这个Scott有耶稣基督的心。
That's what Paul says each of us can be.
所以保罗也是说，我们每个人都可以有这样的心。People
who look around our world.
你看看我们世界上我们周围的人。And
say, Jesus, I want to respond to this world the way you would.
你跟耶稣说，主啊，我希望我能够对这些人做出的反应和你当年。
I want to see people the way you see them. People who look around the church.
人看着我们教会周围的这些人,
say, Jesus, I want to see my fellow church members the way you see them. That's the mind of Christ. It changes how we relate to each other here. How we relate to our families. How we relate to the world around us. And every one of us as believers can learn and grow in thinking that way. Dear God, I thank you for the transformation you have started in our lives.
主啊，我们感谢你在我们生命之中带来的改变。
None of us naturally think like you.
我们中间没有一个人是自然的就能够用你的心意来想。
Left to ourselves, we are selfish.
我们只想到我们自己，我们都是自私的。
Self-centered.
我们是自我中心的。
We are looking out for ourselves.
我们一切都是做什么事都是为了我们自己的好处。
But God, you have given us the mind of Christ.
但是主，你已经把耶稣基督的心意给了我们。
You have begun a process of transforming us.
你已经开始了这改变我们的这个过程。
Help us to grow in that mind.
帮助我们在这个心意上有成长。
To think like you think.
就用你的方式来思考。
To see people the way you see them.
用你的眼光去看周围的人。
To see each other the way you see us.
也用你的眼光来去看彼此。
work through us to show your love to this world. I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.